Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County. Brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today, Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown. Fog advisory up until 11 this morning. Then supposedly, partly sunny with a high near 50.
Why do you doubt the weatherman, Dave? Why do you do that?
I will tell you this.
Why?
How do they always get these fog advisories right? I mean, because it is foggy outside.
It's science, and they study.
Well, what happens the other 364 days of the
year? Again, why you got to put the bad mouth on the God-fearing people that predict our weather?
Chad, you just drove in. How bad is it?
I mean, it's bad out there. You can't see, you know, I'm not up as early as you guys are, but yeah, it's pretty bad out there, I can say.
So you couldn't drive your usual 80 miles an hour? You had to knock it down a little bit?
Save a little fuel on the way over this morning.
And you know right now, I mean, because look at this dude.
Yeah.
This is a dude that is not working today.
Yeah.
And when you scheduled this, he's like, yeah, I'm good that day. And then tell me if I'm wrong. Some point yesterday, you went, what the heck was I doing there?
At some point yesterday, I thought to myself, man, I can't wait to get in there at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So kudos to you. You battle the fog. It's your day off. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, for the good of Licking County, here's your health commissioner, Chad Brown.
God bless our health commissioner and all he stands for.
Now, I'm not so sure about all this Buckeye stuff.
What do you mean? He looks fantastic.
That's all right.
He's repping the scarlet and gray.
I'll cut him some slack because I like him.
I was like, if you guys want to get to the Facebook page and start commenting how great I am, that'd be good.
Okay. I'll do a Google review. I'll Yelp you. I'll do whatever you want.
Oh, my God. Hey, you talk about, you and I were joking. We both had been under the weather. Amazingly, he says, I've never called off for being sick. I said, well, I haven't either, other than when I had the COVID, I couldn't come in. I said, we both were down with this strain of this flu thing. Chad, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, this flu has been, you know, it put me down for the count for sure, and a lot of other folks too. We saw this spike in flu cases, but, you know, nothing too far out of the norm, which was good. We did see an increase in hospitalizations, but, you know, I had my flu vaccine and I still got it, but, you know, luckily I had the vaccine. It could have been worse. So, but yeah, back on the mend now. Can't stress enough, if you feel, you know, like you do have the flu or you're sick, stay home. And, you know, good, as always, good hand hygiene. We'll take care of things.
Okay, because I know you're that guy and you are honest to a fault. Would you have gone in if you didn't have a fever? Because I know one day I came in, I didn't feel well, but I didn't have a fever. A wife who's a nurse says, no, you get a fever, you're not going anywhere. Is that... If you got a little cough, do you still go in or do you use the fever as your threshold?
Yeah, I think the fever is the key, you know.
Yeah.
That you're most contagious at that point because your body's actively fighting off that infection. So, yeah, if you've got a fever, definitely stay home.
Yeah, that's what she told me. And as soon as I eclipsed triple digits, I'm like, all right, I can't. I didn't have a voice anyway, but I would have still tried.
Yeah, and I don't know if you work with anybody like him. I mean, he will drag a bloody stump in because work is the thing. It's like, dude, you're hacking up a lung. Stay home.
I did like how he tried to set me up there saying, hey, even if you're sick, you still go to work, right? Yeah, so yeah, that was nice. Yeah.
That's the health commissioner. With the health commissioner's perspective pays a lot. I mean, you know, that's people want to know how you live your life.
Right. Right. Yeah,
but I mean, that's changed so much. I mean, pre-COVID, there were more people that would go to work sick because they felt that allegiance
absolutely
to the job. Now, post-COVID, everyone is like, that is so disrespectful to go to work ill.
Yes. And I grew up in a household where you drug a bloody stump to work and that was it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's that guy over here. He's never sick. I don't know what he's doing. He's got the magic elixir at home or something like that. But you do feel bad when you come in and you're like, oh, I'm off a little bit. Because then you got everybody else going, I got the sniffles. What's going on? Is Tony in here? That's what you were. But you said at one point, what'd you say, about a third of your staff was off?
Yeah, they were down big time. It went right through the building, and, you know, we're no different than anybody else. And, you know, my wife's a teacher, so I get it from both ends. Yeah. I'm just constantly bombarded with virus. So, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think your immune level would be super high.
Hers is.
Yeah.
Like how he said hers.
Yeah.
All right, so what are the symptoms that folks should look for if they're hearing this? And, of course, we're joking, and everybody's all right. But, I mean, it's serious. So what are some of the symptoms?
You know, with the flu, your symptoms come on quickly. It's a quick onset of symptoms. And a fever is going to be a telltale sign. You know, especially if it's a quick high fever, that's what you're going to see associated with the flu. A lot of times with a common cold, you're going to have runny nose and a cough and things like that. But you have that quick onset. And also, I know with this, when I was sick, body aches as well. Yeah, my joints hurt, everything. You know, so you're going to see that. Those are telltale signs of the flu.
Mm. And I will say this, and again, I can't speak for you. Man, was I tired. Yeah. I mean, I'd sleep, I'd get up, I'd go do something for about an hour or so, look over at the wife and going, I'm going back and laying down.
Right.
I mean, that's how I knew this was not your run-of-the-mill cold or something. You're just like, man, I am always. And then I started to talk to other people, and they were saying the same thing. Tom Blind, Newark school board member, mm-hmm. told me the same thing he had. He goes, man, I was in bed all the time.
Yeah, it was a rough one. So There's still time to get your flu shot. We still offer it. And can't stress enough, though, like I said, if you have those symptoms as a fever and things like that, stay home and wash your hands.
Yeah, it seems like you're kind of past, because, I mean, the holidays are always that time where it seems to spike right after because of all, you know, people traveling and getting together in groups and all that kind of stuff. So have we kind of ridden that wave? Is it kind of starting to wane?
It is, yeah. And we're seeing the typical curve that we see every year where, you know, right there, the middle or beginning of February, we see the spike, and then we're starting to come off the backside of it now. So the data is following the normal trends. It's just sometimes it's a little higher than others.
And then the weather, because the weather we were reporting this morning, I mean, this week, you know, we're 63 like Wednesday and then back down to 30 next Monday. Does all that, I mean, you know, because you hear wives' tales and, you know, oh, you go outside with a wet head, you're going to get a cold and all those things. I mean, you're the health guy. What really bears out?
Yeah, I don't, you know, my mom plays a doctor. I don't think she's listening, so I can say that. But, yeah, if I go outside with a wet head, it's not going to attract the flu virus. But, you know, it's caused by droplets and transmission from person to person. And but yeah. If your mom says not to go outside with a wet head, I wouldn't. I mean, so I would just do that for safety reasons. So.
But if she said go clean your bedroom, would young Chad say?
Well, young Chad would probably say no first until she gave me the look, then I'd get it. So.
And there's really not much you can do for the flu once you have it.
Stay home and talk to your healthcare provider about getting Tamiflu. That could also help you, wane the symptoms a little bit there. But definitely you want to stay away from other folks so they don't get it.
Yeah, that's the key. And he'll tell you, I wasn't here. I took a few days off. I'm like, I can't. There's just no way I'm going in there once it hit 100.
It was very weird.
He was very
quiet.
It was, and that was what was weird about it. It was just, you know, because it's like, it's just not normal for the newsroom to be quiet. So I don't know. I didn't like it.
He wishes I had it again. He's not kidding me.
That is
okay,
not true.
Something else, a different new website. And boy, I was on there over the weekend messing around with it. It looks so much different than the old one.
Yeah. We are thrilled to get that done. The last time we updated the website was right at the beginning of the pandemic. So looking at about almost 6 years when we did it. Work with a local company here in town, the Cherubini Company. They did an outstanding job. Super easy to work with. And, the process was simple. I'm not a web design guy or anything. I could hit publish. And they did a nice job. It literally looks good. We wanted to make it more user friendly, a little more sleek, a little more modern looking. So I think we accomplished all those goals. We're really happy.
No, again, you said you could hit publish. I somehow always hit delete and be like, hey, Bree, right, I just blew something off the website. Can you put something back on?
Undo is your friend.
That's exactly right. But I mean, you've got all the information folks need on there. You got to, talking about all the different paperwork, if you need birth certificates, where you need to go for that. Again, it is one-stop shopping.
Yeah, that's the goal. We're very, very close now to having an online payment option as well for all of our environmental health fees, such as a food license or a septic permit or things like that. We've done a great job of doing that electronically just over the phone, but now we're real close to getting that done and looking forward to getting that published as well.
It's amazing how stuff has changed because I think it came in the mail, my food license for our strawberry festival, our Kiwanis,
yep.
And I would come down to the department and do it and just, write the check. Hello, thank you very much. But I think it did say something. I don't remember what it was about, soon to be electronic. I'm like, look how things have changed just in the past.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is.
That's a fact.
Past couple of years. It's so much fun. And can you schedule things down there too, Chad? Like if you want to come down for flu immunizations and those kind of things, are you able to do
you
that
can.
As well?
You have to create an account on the website. Mm-hmm. You can schedule a water sample right there online as well. And what's nice is as soon as you schedule it, you're going to get a confirmation email back. So, we're really trending finally towards, you know, joining the technology wave here. And but yeah, this, you can schedule those appointments online as well.
So when you talk about the, you know, the fresher, sleeker look, mm-hmm. is the information changed? I mean, it just seems like in the last, again, since the COVID, there's a lot of people now that seem to be going away from, you know, doctors and hospitals and all that, more holistic, more, hey, there's this influencer that says if I chew walnuts all day, you know, I won't get cancer. I mean, there's just all these different things that are out there. As a health commissioner, do you have to react to that?
So a lot of times where we'll see that, those types of things is on our Facebook page where, you know, you'll start to get some comments from folks like that. If something's not accurate, you know, we really don't want it on our Facebook page, so we can hide those comments. But yeah, I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and, you know, some things work for some folks. So I'm not a doctor either. So, but, you know, we do keep up with, as things trend, as things change, we update the website constantly.
Yeah, that's so good to hear, because I think, you know, there are a lot of people that are susceptible to, hey, well, that guy's got 100,000 followers.
Right.
Or, you know, my brother was just talking about this the other day, and, hey, I see it on my feed now, and those kinds of things. It's nice to know there's a clearinghouse where you can, like, hey, is this really legit or not?
Yeah, we, like I said, we keep that up to date as quickly or as much as we can. But as things change, we are definitely updating that information.
That's awesome.
So do you have somebody who just handles social media? Because I know a lot of folks, a lot of businesses now, that's, hey, that's your job. And that's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week thing, too, with social media. It never turns off.
Yeah, we actually contract that out at this point. We have Cain Learning actually does our social media for us. And, you know, we meet weekly. And, you know, as people comment or things, like, what do we want to say here? And, you know, it is a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And, you're just keeping up. But the key with that is it's so much easier for us to interact with the public now, too, where they can ask us questions, and essentially in real time we can answer them, which is, you know, very nice. Sometimes, you know, there's some interesting things on there, but, you know, for the most part, if folks have questions, that's an easy place to ask, too. Right,
that's because Riley's on there putting us in.
No, I usually hold back.
That's right. And one of the ways that I found out about what you're doing was I went to your Facebook page, this baby shower. I mean, it just, Kara Jones, I just had on last week talking about this baby shower that's coming up. I just think this is a neat thing that you're doing. Maybe talk a little bit about this and how this, it's just the second one, I believe she said, how this all came about.
Yeah, it's the second one. It really came about, our staff came up with the idea. Our nursing staff, they're outstanding all the way from COVID on, and they did a super job planning last year's on a whim. And we were just going to hold it in the conference room at our office, and then it ended up, it morphed into, we were at the YMCA. So we're back at the Y this year. Very thankful for that partnership. We've had some great sponsors throughout the county provide us with a lot of money where we can purchase car seats and, you know, cribs and all kinds of things we can give the moms as they come in. But we're really, really looking forward to it. Saturday, February 28th at 9:30 over at the Y at the Mitchell Center. If you haven't registered yet and you want to, still plenty of time. You can go right onto the website, you know, scan a QR code, go ahead and register, and we'll see you there. But we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And a little hat tip to the Kiwanis Club. You can stop at Newark Kiwanis Strawberry or Pancake Breakfast that morning, then head over to the community baby shower with a full belly. So nothing wrong with that. But, you know, just to talk about that. And I was really shocked when talking to Kara. You know, the playpens, if you're eligible for folks. And then I got to thinking, I'm like, okay, we're lucky. We're able to support our granddaughter with a bunch of different things and her parents as well. But boy, Chad, there's some folks out there that this could be really helpful for them, especially when you talk about sleeping for babies. And I know this is a big issue, not only here, but across the state.
Absolutely. Safe Sleep is a big program that we do so we can teach new moms. And also, when you look at it, you know, there's a lot of resources dedicated to a brand new mom after she delivers. But, you know, once you're a month into it later, you're exhausted and there's no one helping anymore. So we want to be able to provide support all the way through that time as well to help new parents. You know, it's challenging. It just is. Not only we'll provide a playpen for folks to help the baby sleep, but not only will we give you a car seat too, but we'll make sure it's installed correctly. You know, there's one thing to have the car seat. There's nothing to have one and put it in correctly. So once it's in there and you can, you know, make sure your child's safe, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I don't know when the last time you ever had to fool with one of these, but we had to with our granddaughter, and there's these new things now, these hooks, and there's like metal things that they get. And I, the wife was like, oh, yeah, just pop this in here. I'm like, what? Give me the seatbelt. Let me pull this over. But I mean, some of this stuff is amazing just in a few years how it's changed for the better.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just much safer now. Our staff is certified in how to put them in for a variety of different models, makes and models of vehicles too. So, you know, if you've got questions or even if you've got a car seat and you want to see if it's in, stop over. We'll take a look at it. That's no problem.
And before we take a break, I was telling you, and I kind of, you were like, wait a minute, we got a problem with milk. And I was joking with you about that. You guys, is your donor milk.
Yes.
You just were recognized for so many ounces. But I remember when I came down and you guys opened that thing. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, Chad, I thought, God, how many people are going to use this? Seems to me a lot of folks are using this and taking advantage of it.
Yeah. If you want to donate breast milk, well, we are an official site. We'll take that. We've got a freezer on site that, like we were talking, it's monitored 24/7. So we make sure everything is, you know, stays at the right temperatures. And we give that off to Ohio Health and they give out the donations that way. But it's been a really, really successful program over the years. Yeah. This was one of those ones like, do you want to do it? Like, sure. But I don't know if anyone's going to use it. But they really have.
Yeah.
And it's been a great resource.
Yeah. I think I saw on your Facebook at the 1,400 ounces last year. I mean, that's, again, that's helping folks who maybe have some different situations. And that I was telling you, my daughter-in-law said, hey, we've got some, we're going to, you know, donate.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
I mean, that's all it is. Do you have to fill out anything or just bring it down?
You can bring it down. There's a form. It's real quick and easy. And once we do that, we give it like over to Ohio Health.
Yep.
And then they distribute it out from there. So.
Yeah. Very nice. It's a nice thing for the health department to provide. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Lincoln County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today is Chad Brown. Of course, it is brought to you by Lincoln County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. And again, a dense fog advisory. I don't have to be the one to tell you that. Just look outside. It's in effect until 11 today, and then partly sunny afterwards, high near 50, cloudy tonight, and then mostly cloudy on Tuesday, but with a high near almost 60 degrees. And just again, this is why I enjoy having Chad in here. We're talking about the baby seats of that. And you said you wanted somebody to come out a long time ago, look at your car seat, and they kind of looked at you like, not so good, huh?
Yeah, I had a little bit of issue with the installation, but our staff are true professionals, and they told me right to my face the problems I had with the installation.
So oh, I bet they will.
Worked out pretty well.
They told you not only about your car seat, but other problems, too. I'm sure they did.
It wasn't a confessional there. It's okay to stick to the car seat. So.
I didn't ask you for all that. Smoking cessation, this continues to be a big issue. I mean, I know you folks are doing all you can to get people to put those things down, not only cigarettes but the vaping. I mean you continue to see folks calling asking, what do we do, how can we help?
Vaping is the numbers are astronomical here in the county. As we were talking earlier, we're getting ready to this year we'll publish our community health assessment, and for years smoking has been an issue here in our county, but we've really seen that number fall off the table. But now we're seeing the vaping number really start to climb, and we're well above the state average. We do a lot of work with the school districts in the county, and all the school administrators will tell you that vaping's an epidemic, in our school buildings. So we're really, really trying to work on that, and we're trying to get to kids before they start vaping, so that it's much easier to stop you or to prevent you from vaping than to get you to quit. So we're trying to get down. We're down as young as fifth grade, trying to get to the kids before they start.
So do we have any idea what vaping does to the human condition yet? Because, I mean, pretty well documented what smoking does.
Correct.
Cigarettes, cigars, pipes, all that kind of stuff. But the vaping, it seems like, A, it's so readily available. They hardly drive by a block where you don't see a vape store.
That's fact.
And then, you know, all the flavors and all that stuff. But, I mean, just do we know yet what it does?
So I think, you know, there's a lot of science out there that continues to evolve because they're continuing to collect data. But, you know, there are documented cases where folks have issues with young folks have had issues with their lungs as far as, you know, lung capacity, cancers, those types of things. So, but I think also the science on this will continue to evolve. You're going to continue to get, you know, collect data, and, you know, the medical community does have to keep up as we go.
Gotcha.
You said the state average. Do you know the numbers, Chad, off the top of your head? I mean, it is my day off, Dave.
So I don't know.
Hey, somebody there who's right. Well, that's right. There's nobody there to text.
I gotta wake everybody up here. Hang on.
But it's high, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's higher than the state average for sure. And again, it's hard to get a true sense of the issue in our schools because, you know, if you ask a sophomore in high school, do you vape? No. Yeah, of course they do, but they're going to say no.
You can ask an adult that, Chad. They're going to tell
exactly.
you no, and they're
exactly
going to look
right.
over here and do this, and then come right back over to you. I mean, it's so prevalent. And to Joel's point, there seems like there's one everywhere. Do you guys, I know like with restaurants, you can have checks and come in, and you do that with restaurants, smoking, you guys can do that. Is there anything you folks can do on that level where you go in and you check them to make sure they've got the right things in there?
Not yet. You know, I think you'll see something there. The legislature's looking at it. Not yet. We work with the city of Heath on an ordinance, but still some hoops to jump through there as well. You know, obviously anything we do, we want to make sure it's legal and that we're abiding by the law. But we can't do anything in a standalone vape store that does not have a food license.
Yeah. And for the school districts, is it just them reaching out to you saying, get in here and just give us some sort of education for these kids, so to speak, that just talk to them? We don't care what it is or who does it, come in and talk to them.
Yeah, and the great thing, we've always had a great relationship with the school districts in the county. I enjoy working with all the superintendents here in the county, and it's a real good partnership where they call and say, hey, is there something you can do? We went out and researched a curriculum and found one. We were able to, you know, offset some of that cost with grants, and we're trying to get in every district as we can. So.
Yeah, and it's amazing how you wouldn't think you'd have to get a grant to just go in and talk to a school, but that's where, I mean, if you want to do any of these programs, you're going to need the money to do them. So
correct.
It's not like you could just say, hey, we're going to go into a school and start talking about it. You mentioned the community health assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of take us through that, where we're at in that process.
Sure. Yeah, we're required by law to produce a community health assessment every 3 years, but, you know, it's one of the core functions of public health, collecting data, analyzing data, and putting it back out. So that's a really, really big document for us, an important document. The last one was published in 23, so we're right on schedule there. But it's just a large collection of data, primary and secondary data from across the county, and it lays out for us, you know, what are the most prominent issues here in the county, but also allows us to find things that are emerging as well. This is the first time we've ever done one when marijuana was legal, so, you know, we're adjusting to those new types of data sets. But the community health assessment will inform our strategic plan for our department, and it will also inform the community health improvement plan, which the system comes together, and there's 25 agencies or so, and it's a strategic plan for the county on the top public health issues here in the county.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you know, that's why you have an annual with your family doc, is you want to get a baseline, and then they can measure you against you. It's like you were saying earlier, not everything works for every person.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what's going on, and ooh, there's a spike in this, or there's a lower in this, and let's react. So it's good to get that community snapshot. I mean, that's probably over time how they found, you know, cancer clusters.
Absolutely.
And, you know, lung issues and those kinds of things, and then you can attack it as a community.
That's 100%, Dave. Yeah, I won't make that mistake. No, I'm sorry. I know the relationship here, and I don't know how that's going to end up. But Angel, I'm sorry. But getting that.
He's got me all choked up.
Hilarious.
Getting that snapshot of the community, and, you know, a lot of these things take a period of years to change. So when we're looking at every 3 years, we're looking at a 3-year change versus you're not going to see the smoking numbers drop overnight. That's been a 10-year goal, and we've seen it happen, but there's always something that's going to replace it. So
you mentioned the marijuana. I mean, is there anything else that you're hearing now, Chad, that maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, other than the marijuana and vaping, or that's out there? I know, you know, the state has made a big push. They always, I know you do here, because the radon is so big here in the county. But I mean, you're starting to hear the state talk about Dispatch did a hell of a series, an article on that. I don't know if you saw that.
They did, yes.
Yeah, I mean, are there things like that you're hearing?
And if you look at our cancer rates, lung cancer has always been one of our most prominent cancer types here in the county. And yes, we have a high radon levels, which can contribute to that. But also for a long time, we had one of the higher smoking rates in the state as well. So which would attribute to that lung cancer number. Now it'll be interesting to see where that number goes. You're seeing less adult smoke, more vaping. So what's going to happen with that number? Mm-hmm. Another thing we looked at over a period of years is as Medicaid expanded, we had the number of folks without insurance really dropped. But the number of folks who had insurance and didn't use it spiked, because now you've given me insurance for the first time, but no one explained to anyone how to use it. So they were, folks were afraid if I go to the doctor, they're going to charge me anyway. So we had to focus the education on, yes, you have insurance. Here's how to use it. So you can actually go to the doctor and get those primary visits where you can prevent something quickly.
Well, and that can also, not percentage wise, but number of cases can also spike certain numbers, because now all of a sudden there's a bunch more people using medicine, using doctors and all the reporting agencies. So you got to be cognizant of that as well.
We had that issue with STDs years ago where we would promote testing. Well, we were driving the numbers up because more people were getting tested, the more we found. But if you don't, those folks didn't know they weren't getting treated. Right. So, that was the key there.
I think a lot of that's with autism too. Folks didn't know, where you are on the spectrum until more and more testing was being done. Yep. And it's only, you brought this up real quick. I just did a story on this last week and I found it hard to believe, but you just corroborated it. People don't know their own health insurance, Chad. Yes. I mean, it's amazing when this story last week about folks not knowing about just going to a primary care physician, or if you have some mental health issues, there's things that could be in your insurance that is actually covered and is free, so to speak, at a lower cost. Do folks call the health department and go, what do I have here? I mean, how can you help with that? Or do you tell them go to 211 or, and go to that route? Because I was amazed when I had that last week.
Normally, we would refer them to the Department of Job and Family Services. They help enroll. But now we have our community navigators on staff. They have been trained in how to enroll folks in Medicaid, but also how to use it. And they are, reaching out, that there's a one-to-one person, and if you've got questions, they'll answer. And, that's been a really successful program. I think Lincoln Memorial does a class on that as well, and they do a really super job. What a great partner. And they just do a super job with it too.
Yeah. It was amazing to me doing that story, how many they were quoting, 1 in 5, or I can't remember the exact number of folks who didn't know what their health insurance was. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, in this day and age where that's all you hear about is health insurance and getting coverage and Obamacare, you'd at least know what you're paying for. But a lot of folks, no clue.
Yep.
It's amazing. It's simply amazing. If folks want more information on anything we've talked about today, especially you and your car seats, how do they get that information?
Yep. Just head over to the new website, www.lickingsealhealth.org. And everything's laid out right there. And if you got questions, you can shoot something through the website to us. It comes right to my inbox. So we'll be happy to answer as quickly as we can.
And you do answer your emails quickly. So you won't anymore because I called you in on your day off. But
too quickly on that one.
Yeah, that is a fact.
And again, don't forget, the free community baby shower is taking place Saturday, February 28th from 9:30 to noon at the Mitchell Center in Newark. So, hey, if you got any questions or you've got somebody who's expecting or parents that want some more help with stuff, go over there and check that out on Saturday, February 28th, 9:30 to noon at the YMCA Mitchell Center in Newark. That'll do it for today's show. Be sure to join us on Wednesday as Sarah Grace Smith with the Ronald McDonald House will be our guest. That's on Wednesday's Talk of the Town, powered by Licking County Transit. I want to thank Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown, as always.